Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House has finished up voting session, a number of important pieces of legislation, particularly that had to do with health care in Pennsylvania, were approved, and some have recently been signed into law. And one of those has to do with prescription drugs and monitoring and making sure that people are not abusing prescription drugs in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, I'm delighted to announce that I appeared with the governor this week to sign into law the prescription drug monitoring program bill that nearly every other state has in place. The legislation contained key language that I inserted as an amendment that has now been signed into law. One of the most serious growing health epidemics in Pennsylvania and across the country is prescription drug abuse. And according to the Office of National Drug Control Policy, prescription drugs are the second most abused category of drugs in the United States following marijuana. Studies also reveal that Pennsylvania ranked seventh in the nation in the number of drug overdose deaths, most of which involve prescription drugs. Pennsylvania has had the third highest number of heroin users in the country, and until now, one of the weakest prescription drug monitoring programs. And I just want to thank the governor, the medical community, the law enforcement community, the drug treatment professionals for supporting so strongly this piece of legislation to help stop the epidemic of addiction and send a strong message to bad doctors and pill mills that they won't get away with perpetrating and perpetuating this cycle of death. Study after study concludes that prescription drug monitoring programs can assist appropriate prescribing, improve medical care, and reduce doctor shopping and its contribution to drug-related deaths. For example, after the inception of Florida's program, doctor shopping declined 35%. Additionally, controlling heroin addiction and overdoses starts with controlling prescription drug abuse. Almost 80% of those who have recently used heroin started by abusing prescription pain medication. So this new database that's being created will replace the Attorney General's existing Schedule II database, which only tracked a very narrow category of Schedule II drugs. The new law will include Schedule II through V drugs that will be a great help to doctors, pharmacists, and law enforcement to improve patient care and prescribing practices, help uncover drug diversion, identify doctor shopping, and provide training for healthcare professionals in prevention and identification of drug problems, as well as referral when appropriate. Simply put, this legislation will save lives.
There was also some legislation the House acted on that will help schools deal with students when they have severe allergic reactions. What's going on with this bill?
Yes, the General Assembly recently passed House Bill 803, which will allow schools to be more proactive in helping to prevent severe allergic reactions in students. The legislation allows schools to maintain a supply of EpiPens for use in preventing allergic reactions on the condition that they are kept in a safe and secure location. The bill also requires the Pennsylvania Department of Health to provide staff with appropriate training for the administration of this medicine in an emergency situation. This legislation is awaiting the governor's signature, should be signed into law later this week or next. Also provides civil immunity to those who administer this injection in good faith.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.